Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone. Hi, it's me.
Hi.
And James.
Hello.
That's all you need to know. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast featuring me, James.
Are you going to introduce us again?
My name's Robert.
And my name's James for the third time within the space of 30
nice
seconds.
Nice to meet you. How have you
been?
Yeah,
we've known each other for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah, you're born. Yeah. How has your week been?
Let's just be honest. We are having a stressful week. We're both pissed off. We don't want to be here.
I don't want to be here.
I need to leave.
I need to leave now.
No, I just feel like this week, for some reason, it just feels like something different is happening every single hour until I go to bed.
It's insane.
Every single day.
I thought working, being self-employed meant do what you want, life is easy, everything's fine, never stress again. Never in my life have I wanted to sit in a room and cry and and throw shit around. I was saying to James earlier, I literally had a hissy fit earlier. I ripped things off my wall. I threw them around. Then I had to pick them up again. Oh, I'm just having the worst day and week. It's just awful.
This is the thing about being freelance and working on your own. So I was maybe freelance for what, just a year? Longer than you have been. A year and a bit.
No, yeah,
Four years.
Let's say two, 4 years.
Yeah. And people do think, oh, you work on your own, you're your own boss, that's great. But when you work on your own, you work on your own. Everything's your problem. Anything that goes wrong is your fault. You don't have management to fall back on. You don't have a co-worker to blame it on. You have to delegate your own time, which means you work all the time, because unless you're working, you're not making money. And that's the problem with being freelance. Everyone's like, oh, it must be nice, especially when you're a YouTuber. People are like, oh, that's an easy life, you record a video. It's fucking not.
It's horrible.
No, but we're in very good positions. But also I think any freelancer
we're very lucky.
But ever so grateful. Yeah, aren't we blessed. Any freelancer can donate to that. No, what's the word? Relate to it. Everyone
donate
can donate to me.
How stressed we are. So here's why I'm stressed. I'm doing something this week with a brand, and I have to have this video kind of sent for approval tomorrow to go up Friday. I filmed it this morning, got up really early because, you know, people have been working on my house outside. For the past 2 days, and I've been getting up really early, they come and they look at the house and then they leave. So I'm getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning, recording for no reason. I got up, recorded it, just went to go and edit it. And it sounds like someone is blowing into my microphone. It's like I'm talking and I just have someone blowing into the microphone at the same time. So that's all shit. I have no more time to record for the rest of the day. And then tomorrow morning, I then have to film and edit this video ready to hand to this brand US tomorrow. Time. So I US do have time. A bit of time. But then also, I'm meant to have a video going up tomorrow, so I think I won't be doing that.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. Sometimes you just have to prioritize certain things. But remember, I know you have a strict schedule, but sometimes you just can't stick to it and you'll just have to make for it up for it like another week or something.
I know, but I have dyslexia and I like schedules.
I feel like you're just relating that to that as an excuse.
My dyslexia needs a schedule.
And I'm not saying that's not a thing with dyslexia, but you don't like schedules. that's complete bullshit. Never that have you is, stick to a schedule.
That is.
You're a liar.
Well, that's life sometimes.
Listen, you could be stuck on the makeup counter in Smashbox that you used to work for.
I never worked for Smashbox. I think he just screamed into the microphone. Sorry about that. Maybe I should move back a little bit. Whoops.
You know, it could be worse. At least all the shit's going down in your own house, in your own studio.
Exactly. Very you know? True. Which I've ruined today. I fucked up my studio today. I've ruined the whole thing. It looks crap. It looks
Robert
like
has
an engineer, not a makeup artist.
Robert has a really nice setup for his lighting, his camera, and his background. And you've got all your makeup
all
around you.
I ruined it today.
And he thought it was shit. And this is what happens when you try and strive for perfection.
I've ruined the whole thing today. You haven't even seen it. I've got a big Lego bag next to me full of crap. full of card. It's just a horrible day. Right, let's talk about something nice.
Robert, so I know you're having a horrible time, but is there anything that you're beloving?
Well, you know what? I'm having a horrible time, but let me just tell you something.
Okay.
I've never used this concealer on myself, but I've used it on other people because I've had, sometimes you get the occasional like client or someone who is like, oh, can I use my own concealer? Can I use my own foundation? Can we use my own mascara? I'm like, yeah, cool. So I've used this concealer on people before, but I've never used it on myself. So recently I thought, you know what? Oh, let me try it. I just clicked it. The Maybelline Instant Age Rewind Concealer. And it says Effacaca. Oh, I see. It's on a different language. Multi-use concealer. It's an absolutely incredible concealer. The sponge applicator thing, I have a bit of a problem with hygiene with that, but that's fine. It's just the texture, the coverage is perfect. It doesn't crease. It doesn't set. It does set. It doesn't like set to like a powdery
it
or
won't
crease
stay on your skin.
It comes right off. It's just so nice. The texture is absolutely amazing and the coverage is incredible. It doesn't feel like concealer, but it gives the coverage of concealer. And it's drugstore, guys.
How much would that set you back?
50 pence. No, I can't remember how much it was. But not much at all. It's Maybelline. It's affordable for everybody.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. James, I know you're having a stressful week.
Oh, God.
And a stressful day. But is there anything you've been loving?
Well, listen, I've been having a stressful week and a really stressful day, but let me tell you something.
Sorry, can I just interrupt? I feel like I asked you that wrong. Is there anything you've been loving? Is there anything you've been loving?
That's well, that sounds every right. time. Every time you've done that, it's been exactly the same.
Is there anything you've been loving?
Yes. So listen, I've been seeing this Jordan Samuel skin brand going all around the internet.
I saw this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's new brands popping up all the time. So a lot of the time I just ignore them. But a lot of people whose opinions I really respect and a lot of products that I've, like, anyone but yours. a lot of people who product recommendations I usually buy and love them were all recommending the brand as a whole. So I have a job coming up where I'm talking about serums. So I got to pick a few serums. So I saw this Jordan Samuel Skin Hydrate Facial Serum. This is the bigger size. This is 120 ml. And it's a hydrating serum. Now, Jesus.
Sorry,
Christ.
Did you hear that? I just got an email and it scared the shit out of me. Why is that so loud?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Why do you have notification emails on your laptop?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. What is it? Yahoo Mail?
It's Ask Jeeves.
So what I love about this hydrating serum is a lot of hydrating serums nowadays are literally just hyaluronic acid serums. They're like, we've got 7 different molecular weights of hyaluronic acid. You know, they go absolutely crazy for it. This has one version of hyaluronic acid in it. It has sodium hyaluronate. But the rest of it is like glycerin, which is like the original hyaluronic acid. It's like completely boring and unsexy, but it's really, really good. You have aloe in here, really nice soothing properties as well, like this cucumber fruit extract. Oh, I should have worn my glasses. And this has been reformulated as well. So apparently before it was, I think it was a little bit thicker, but it's got like xanthan gum, which is like a viscosity controller. And they've managed to get that just right to the point where it just like glides over the skin. It feels lazurous. You can see it's like a thick water.
Yeah, it is. It looks really nice. It looks like glycerin. It looks like glycerin in a bottle, actually.
Yeah, it's a little bit cloudy as well. Yeah, I don't know if that's because of the willow bark extract, but every serum I use of willow bark extract in is a little bit cloudy. But yeah, what I love about
glass?
It
is that a glass bottle? Sorry, that's a really...
It is.
Yeah. It is a bit of asthma for everyone.
Yeah. As a menor. Yeah, it's just really nice. I respect it as a hydrating serum because it's not just the hyaluronic acid serum like every other brand seems to be doing. Every brand is bringing out their version of it. It's so fucking boring. But that one's really nice.
Nice. Oh, what a way to brighten up our days. I'm still annoyed.
Yeah.
Sorry,
that actually pissed me off more.
Well done. You've actually made me feel worse than I've ever felt before. Okay, James, what are we talking about today?
So listen, here's a topic that's been very prevalent. Is that the right word?
I guess. I don't know what you're going to say.
Neither of us know what it means.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, sure. ever since the launch of Fenty Skin. Now, Fenty Skin launched, I think it's just about a week ago now. Under a week for like general public, but like a week ago, us influencers who received it in PR, the embargo was lifted and we could post about it.
Wait, you didn't receive it in PR a week ago, though.
No, sorry. So we received it in PR like a couple months back, but we signed a non-disclosure agreement, so it means we couldn't talk about it until they said. So then they lifted the embargo, and we all rushed to get our stuff up. So there's a few things that I noticed, and that a few people like who follow our podcast and our Instagrams noticed as well, that kind of Fenty Skin taught us about influencer culture as a whole. And today we want to talk about bias when it comes to influencers and brands and even celebrities. We want to talk about bribing and gifting, like how does that work? Is that a thing? Any kind of problems that arise with sponsored content as well. I know we talked about previously people lying about liking brands to get sponsored content, but today we're going to talk particularly about, you know, what problems do arise with sponsored content, whether you like the brand or not. You know, whether you're being truthful or not, we hope everyone's being truthful, and worries about posting honest and critical reviews. And I just have to say that this kind of comes from somebody as well, username Wowie10, who popped on our Instagram Live when we were together and recommended a few of these topics.
Yeah, we couldn't think of anything, so it was great to have that recommendation. But like you said, it is something that's been so, like, I've seen it a lot, like, even, like, memes about it, like, Sank Fenty skincare and all this kind of stuff. Mm. And it's, what do you think has been the main thing you've seen about it?
The main thing that I think I've seen about this is due to one ingredient, that's fragrance within skincare. And it's obviously the discussion about whether it's healthy or not to have in skincare, which there's some amazing cosmetic chemists and scientists that you can follow on Instagram who talk about the standards of fragrance and how they can make it near hypoallergenic, which is really, really interesting. We should probably link some nice profiles in the show notes.
Sure.
But kind of what stems from that is people's bias towards particular personal feelings about ingredients and what skincare should be. Mm-hmm. So one thing I think I noticed a lot... is this relevant? Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So fragrance, for example, I always use as an example because it is kind of the backbone of what everything kind of like... The trunk of which everything branched off from. A lot of people were saying that because a lot A lot of people were saying that people who otherwise disagreed with having fragrance and skincare were some...
Sorry, oh, I saw that.
Yeah. People who previously had a problem with fragrance and skincare now suddenly magically was absolutely fine with it just because this was a brand created by Rihanna.
And that's what people were saying. They're like, if it wasn't Rihanna, they would still be whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So I got this comment a lot. And this is obviously people that don't watch my videos because I like fragrance in my skincare.
Yeah, you like fragrance. I've always said that.
Yeah, it's not something I go looking for. I'm not like, this doesn't smell nice. You know, it doesn't smell like avocado.
This smells like wheat.
Yeah, it smells like the finest cotton wheat. You know, I love it, but it's not something I avoid because my skin can tolerate it. I've seen a dermatologist who told me I got mild rosacea, and he said, you know, if your rosacea, if fragrance skincare does make your rosacea flare up, stop using it. It hasn't so far. Mm-hmm. The only thing that does is higher percentage exfoliating acids, right? So,
yeah.
Sorry, really off tangent. I just wanted to tell you a bit about myself. I forgot what I was talking about now.
So people were saying that they were like, oh, you've never liked fragrance before, but now you do, which was an assumption, because you've always liked fragrance.
Yeah.
And their assumption was...
that I gave Fenty Skin a, not a positive review, but an okay review, because it's Rihanna. Now, I'm talking about this in a video coming up soon. Love Rihanna. I don't listen to her music. I can't tell you what her last album was called. I don't know. I don't know much about her. But she doesn't know me. I don't know her. Right. Neither of us really care what the other one thinks about the other one. Right. So, like, or the brand. Her brand's going to be successful either way.
Of course.
You know, and as an influencer with a good subscriber base, like number subscriber base, I don't need to be on PR lists. I don't need to. And the same with the other people that reviewed the skincare line, in my opinion, who are, you know, 500,000 plus. I feel like we're not desperately out there trying to get PR, you know? It's nice to receive it. But then also there were people on smaller... there were people on smaller numbers. Like, there were some with 10K. Fenty Skin were very good at sending out the PR package to a huge range of people. A lot of black creators as well. Because this is a range that was made with that... with darker skin in mind.
Yeah.
And they sent it to people with 10,000 subscribers. Like, 5,000 subscribers, which was amazing.
That's a really nice feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, can you imagine if you were, like... back in the day when we had those subscribers and fucking Fenty sent us stuff.
Oh my god, like I would be like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And it's still exciting now, but the difference is that I don't need to be in anyone's good books, but nor do they. Do you know what I mean? But people, where am I going with this? I think a lot of people, because they don't understand how the behind the scenes works as far as gifting, going back to gifting and sponsorships, and they don't really understand how that kind of side of it works. But then another thing that came from this is all the positive reviews were lies. They were sponsored and biased towards Rihanna. We didn't want to be kicked off the PR list.
Right.
And all the negative reviews were honest, the only honest reviews. And this is another thing that a lot of people now kind of are under this notion that negative equals truthful and a positive review can't possibly be an honest opinion.
Not a product can't possibly be good.
Yeah. And this is another thing as well is I gave it a good review, but I said, you know, this isn't for us. This isn't for us skincare enthusiasts. This is for people who don't really know what essence is or don't wear sunscreen every day. This is a starter kit for people who are just getting into skincare. Do you know what I mean?
And like, here's the thing with a skincare product, I feel like you're never gonna know that it's truly shit anyway. Like, how can a skincare product be, especially a sunscreen? What else is in it? Moisturizer? No, what was it? Face wash,
toner, cleanser, a fat water, which is a toner serum hybrid, and a moisturizer with SPF.
So you can't sit there and be like, no, this face wash is the worst thing I've ever used in my life. It's always going to be just okay for people if they want to use it.
Yeah, this is the thing. Like, the face wash is just fine. None of this stuff was revolutionary.
And that isn't just me talking about Fenty. That's any skincare product. Like, it's a lot of the time, it's personal preference. Does it do what it says it does? You have to use it to find out for your skin.
Yeah. And this is another thing, is how people... use reviews. Like, how do you utilize the reviews that you're watching? I personally watch one review, watch another, watch somebody else's, then come to a conclusion from that. And a lot of people in my comments were like, I've watched your reviews. I watched other people's review. This is the conclusion I've come to, which I love seeing because they were like, you know, I know you like this, but I'm probably not going to buy it because of this reason. Which is perfect. And I think that's how people should do it. And I don't think people realize that we're not reviewing products to trick people into buying something them. Or being like, this is my opinion. It's the right opinion. And this is the only review you should listen to.
Right.
And I feel like that's how people are perceiving reviews nowadays.
I do understand a level of distrust. I think I said it before in this podcast.
Yeah.
I totally get why some people wouldn't trust other people. But like you said, with brands and things like that, we don't owe anyone anything.
No.
If they send you something in PR, you haven't, you're not being paid. You know, so you don't owe them anything. And and here's the deal. I think I said this before, but there's a certain point that you get to on YouTube where if you want to review a product, you're more than able to go out and buy it, especially when your money is coming from your viewers and you're putting content on your channel. Like, you should be recycling your money back into your channel.
Yeah.
So I'm on Elf's PR, right? I gave him a really shitty review on their foundation. I thought it was really crap. And then they put me on their PR list, which was absolutely incredible. But if they take me off, it doesn't mean I'm never going to use them again, or I'm not now going to only talk positively about them because I'm on their PR list. Because that brand doesn't care, because they approached me, like Kiehl's did with you that one time, when I guess you can say bad-mouthed, but I didn't bad-mouth their brand because I liked stuff. But if somebody gives a negative review, and it shows a lot on the brand as well, how they react with that, have you ever worked with a brand that you've given, not worked for a brand, or been given something from a brand, and then let's talk about kind of like, I guess bribing, but not so intense as to call it bribing, but has there ever been a brand where they've sent you something, you've given it a bad review, and they're like, why did you do that?
Never, thankfully, because I'm very, I'd be honest with them. I'd tell them exactly what I think of their products, apart from what they haven't already seen in the video. The Ordinary are amazing. They're so good. I bitch about some of their products so much, so much. And their PR message me all the time. They're like, we heard that you don't like this. This is the reason why you don't like it. Do you want to try this? This is what it has in it. And try to show me something else that they offer, rather than being like, right, he doesn't like us. You know, let's drop him from PR. But this another thing as well. We'll come back to, sorry, like, if this has ever happened to you, but just really quickly about PR lists is brands don't launch products every month. Like, being, like, on a PR list doesn't mean, but for example, Fenty Skin, they're not going to probably launch more skincare for what? Minimum another 6 months.
Right.
Like, they might come out with a night cream next, for example, like a separate moisturizer, but it's not a big deal to not be on the PR list because it's going to be ages till something else comes in. And then by that time, I'll probably just bite myself anyway.
Yeah.
But Fenty were reposting people's reviews, positive and negative. You know, we'll come back to them as a brand in a minute. But have you ever had that? Has a brand ever messaged you and be like, Robert Welsh, what the fuck?
No.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? No, never.
Okay. Yeah.
Never in my life. And you know what? Even saying that as well, just talking about, we're going to bias later, but I'm talking about like my like reaction videos to even like, we're going to that when we talk about celebrities and people.
Okay.
What was I going to say? No, brand's never done that to me ever. That's, I think, because I'm a smaller YouTuber, I guess.
Well, you're not.
I'm not in my millions to a point where brands would be like, oh my God, you know? What was I saying? Shit, I talk so much shit, but I forgot what I was talking about.
I don't know. You're just completely off today.
Something's off today and I don't know what it is. I think it might be the room I'm recording in. My ruined beauty room. We were talking about
brands that have like told you off for bad mouthing them.
No.
We were talking about being on PR lists.
Were we?
Yeah, we were.
Right. Oh, I've had people that will message me for like feedback, if that makes sense.
Mm.
Like, they'll send you a product and ask for honest feedback, which I think is great. I think that's how a brand should behave.
Mm.
Don't you think? Like, if I had a brand, I would want honest feedback.
Yeah.
Before, like, and I'd be like, okay, shit, maybe I do need to take this what's a skincare thing, squalene out of this lip balm.
So. I'm so pissed off with you right now.
What I was going to say, something about, one thing I did want to say is, maybe in the world of skincare, brands don't care so much if you give them a bad review, but there are notoriously bad makeup brands that will take you right off their PR list as soon as you say a bad word about
them. Too Faced, right?
Too Faced, Anastasia Beverly Hills, someone else who's pathetic.
Another person.
But they will do. Kylie, I think, is one of them. Kylie Skin Metics.
Yeah.
Is another one. And I think that's why some people maybe in the makeup world are a little bit like, you know.
Yeah.
But then it's kind of thing like, all you're doing is getting free stuff.
Well, this thing, and why do you want to keep, you know, getting free stuff from a brand you don't really like their products all the time?
Yeah.
And from like a business point of view, I get the whole PR list thing. So how do PR lists work? From my personal experience working on two PR lists in my time of doing social media, you obviously look for people with engagement, and then you also look for people with smaller, you call them micro influencers, right? It's like a smaller following, but big engagement. Then you also look for people who just create nice content that you can repost, right?
Yeah.
So it's like free advertising, obviously. And you hope that these people obviously repost your stuff. Every year you refresh that, and that doesn't necessarily mean that just because you're a big popular YouTuber or blogger that you're going to stay on that PR list. You might just have a reshuffle. There might be new influencers. You might be changing your demographic. You might want to introduce a different audience as well. But from a business point of view, it doesn't make sense to keep sending people product who don't like it or won't review your products.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. True. So if you're sending it to like I was on River Island's PR list for 3 years. And I didn't buy anything within those 3 years.
Oh, what they sent you things?
They gave me like a 50% discount. That's another thing. So get like these like discount lists as well, where you're entitled to like a huge discount, and you shop and they expect you to post it. So they took me off it, which is understandable.
I don't like that because you're paying. Listen, right? You're paying them money so you can advertise their product.
I don't like that.
If you want someone to advertise a product and you're not going to pay them money for an advert, send them free products.
Well, that's like free product, though. It's like gifting, isn't it? Like, they're sending you a gift thinking that you're privileged enough to be on their PR list, then you're posting, and then you just give them a free advert. And that's how it works.
Yeah, there's loads of eyelash brands out there that message people and be like, I'm going to give you 10% off. It's like, that's not enough.
But buy my lashes and I'll refund you. And it's
exactly.
No, I'm not going to pay.
I'm not going to pay you for me to advertise your product. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Speaking of that, so going with the idea, well, the fact that if you don't review, if you're on a PR list and you never review their products, they never show up on any of your social media, would you... If you received a brand that you liked, but you weren't too keen on the product, I already know your answer. Would you review that product, give it a good review, just to stay on their PR list in case eventually they send you something you like?
Oh, no.
Does that make sense? So if, like, for example, like one of my favorite brands is... I'm trying to look around and I don't know. Paula's Choice, for example. Paula's Choice are amazing with me. They send me so many nice things, and I've shredded some of their products, but... You know, would I continue to speak highly of them just because I hope in the future they might send me some nice stuff? You know? No. But I do feel like that's something people do. And I think you can tell from their reviews when they're... Sometimes you can just tell someone's full of shit.
I think you can. And I think it you can see as well. Because of my reaction videos, I get a lot of people messaging me and I... like different clips of videos, and there's a certain video I was sent quite a bit, and it's this girl reviewing, I think they kind of maybe got us to kind of mix up together because it was about like a misconception within YouTube videos, and because you do your like those videos where you like point out filters and things like that. They sent me this video, and it was of this girl doing her makeup with this brand. I'm not going to say anyone's names or any products, and she was using the eyeshadow, and it was going on so badly.
Oh, I've seen it, and it's like blurred, right? Oh,
right. No. No, it cuts, and then it's completely different, and it looks amazingly blended, and it's the way it's sitting, it looks like a completely different product.
Mm.
So to me, that is somebody, well, that's completely dishonest, first of all, because then it doesn't review the product in any way. But that is somebody trying to stay on good terms to a point where they're like, okay, I can't actually use this, but I'm going to pretend I can just so the brand like me still.
Well, it's the thing as well, like skincare reviews, like, I love this serum. It's in a pink bottle. It smells really nice. I love it. Do you mean, like, little things like that where you could tell they haven't actually used it. And I know that's the thing, like, because you can tell people want to stay on a PR list and stay on good terms.
Yeah.
So would you ever have, like, a bias towards a particular brand or even a celebrity brand?
There is, I mean, there's a few brands, but I genuinely do love everything from that brand, which I get is suspicious looking because, you know, it just is. Because how could you possibly like everything a brand makes? But to be fair, it's makeup. All their eyeshadow formulas are the same. All their blush formulas are the same. It's just different colors. Celebrities, no. I don't care, you know, us two, we're not really into celebrity culture.
I don't get it. I don't know how someone can be so interested in someone else's life.
I don't. But let me tell you this, right? Have I ever spoke about my Lady Gaga product review, the House Laboratories, when it first came out?
Wasn't it?
No, some of the products were okay.
No, I mean your review was awful.
Oh, the review was pretty bad. But it was like an okay product. And I said, this is absolutely fine. And one thing I always try to make sure I do, and especially I did a video recently and it was like, brands I'll never use. And House Labs was one of them. And I always try to make sure I mention something positive about the celebrity because I don't know these people. They don't know me. Again, like you said earlier, we don't care about each other's existence. I don't owe them anything, but I don't want someone to think that I don't like a brand because I don't like the celebrity, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I was talking about I will probably never review anything by House Laboratories, which I kind of changed my mind because the new pencils look amazing, I made sure I was like, I think Lady Gaga is a great singer. She can obviously sing very, very well. I think she's a great actress. I love everything she acts
in. She's been known to sing.
Wait, is actress a word anymore? It's actor.
Actor in general, yeah.
I thought no one liked that word anymore. So I was like, she's great in these points. I just happen to not like her music. Mm. That's it. And her makeup. And then, I don't even look at it anymore because some of the comments, how dare you? She went through all this stuff. She did all this. I'm like, this is a lot of energy for somebody who doesn't know you exist. Yeah. Literally no idea you exist. And you're like defending this person with your life. Mm. I didn't insult. I said I didn't like her makeup. That she actually didn't formulate and actually didn't, you know, but she's a great singer. And it's like I will never, even if I met a celebrity, I would never be biased to their thing. And it's the same again when I do reaction videos, all this kind of stuff. I like a lot of the people I react to. I think they're really great. But I'm not going to change my mind. For example, I just did a reaction to Michaela Noguera, who is really like popular on TikTok. She has this incredible accent and she does all these amazing like TikTok, makeup hacks that actually work and are actually really good. They're not like the, you know, put cream on your face and then mix it in with hot chocolate to give yourself a bronze look.
Bronzer,
she actually does useful, she's a makeup artist and does useful tips. She baked in one of them. And I hate baking, and everyone knows I hate it, but I didn't sit there and I was like, yeah, she's great. I love the way she baked. I said I didn't like it. I said I don't agree with it. I don't agree with that lifestyle.
It's a choice.
It's a choice. So I'm not going to like suddenly be nice about something because I'm biased towards someone, because I like someone.
Well, this is the thing as well. It's like, I did a Kylie skin review, right?
Yeah.
At that time, I didn't watch the Kardashians, didn't care. I did enough homework on Kylie Jenner to know that she hadn't done anything unethical at the time when Kylie Skin launched. And at the beginning of the review, I was like, this review is about the skincare. It's not about the lady behind the brand. This is about how the skincare works on my skin, how it's formulated. Instantly the comments, well, her face is fake, how can anyone like her skincare? Like, it's got nothing to do with how the products work. Like, I don't care who this girl is, I don't care what she does. But then this is another thing as well, with another YouTuber skincare launch coming up next year, which I won't talk about. A lot of people keep saying to me, like, oh, you won't get involved in drama, yet you won't review this person's skincare. I've said flat out, I said, I won't review this person's skincare because of recent controversies and new evidence as well of, like, certain things.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be part of that. Had Kylie's skin out earlier this year and all the controversy about her not paying her workers had come
what?
Out.
I didn't
yeah,
know
so she, yeah, so she basically her company, the company that she's part of, Kylie Skin, was part of, isn't paying the workers who make her stuff,
oh,
basically.
Crap.
So had that had happened when Kylie Skin had launched, I wouldn't have bought it then either.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? There's a difference between not, right. not like being fine with someone just because
right.
they're a celebrity versus
right.
them doing something that you believe is unethical and not supporting them.
Exactly. There's like you said, being unethical and then being petty.
Yeah.
And then being petty is not liking a celebrity, you know?
Yeah.
Which isn't petty. You're allowed to not like people. But then being like racist, not paying your workers, all this other stuff, that is a good enough reason not to like someone,
yes,
you know,
exactly.
or not to review their product, because you don't want to promote them. That's it. You don't promote them as a person.
Speaking of racist reviews and stan culture and celebrities, amongst all the Fenty Skin reviews, we're not blaming Fenty Skin for anything. It's like a lot has like come from this.
Right.
There is a YouTuber called Sarah Chung, or Sachu, as she's known on YouTube, and she posted her review of Fenty Skin. Amazing YouTuber. Like, her videos are always very, very informative. You can tell she's not like a problematic person in any way
right.
whatsoever. She gave Fenty Skin a pretty bland review, in the sense that she wasn't horrible about it. Like, she understood what the products were. You can tell she understood what they benefited. Her personal preference is not to have fragrance in skincare. Actually, if my memory serves me right, I think she actually said, despite that, she might try one of the products. A very fair, well-rounded review. She got racist comments from people who were Rihanna fans, and she knew that because Rihanna was their profile picture. Do you know what I mean? Like, these were hardcore Rihanna stans, that because someone didn't like some of the products that their celebrity idol had helped create, they decided to become racist. Well, not become racist.
Right.
You're always racist if that's what you're gonna do.
Yeah, of course.
But and I just don't understand the mentality of, like you said, sticking up for a celebrity who doesn't know you exist and doesn't necessarily, like, Rihanna probably is going to take on feedback, but she's not going to be sat at home heartbroken because
right.
someone on YouTube doesn't like
of
her
course.
Skincare.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the thing as well, where I think it becomes quite dangerous, is stan culture to me is one of the weirdest things
it's really strange. I get people being like, I'm a fan of, you know, your videos, I'm a fan of her music, but
mm-hmm.
when it's so hardcore that that person, like, you get emotionally affected by somebody else not liking that person to a point where it clicks in your mind, like, shit, I need to defend this person with all my being and insult this other person. It's weird. I think it seems like a lack of self-worth.
An awareness.
And it almost like, why do you almost worship? So that's what it is. It's worshipping
yes.
someone.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you worship someone to a point where you're like a dick?
Mm.
It's like really rude. I'm just going to see what Winnie's doing. Bear me one second.
Okay. I'm going to have this donut.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh.
Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
And that's where I think, like, celebrity culture plays a part in that, in the sense that with product reviews and with product reviews of brands that are linked to celebrities, they're scary to post.
Yeah,
they're
nerve-wracking
to post because you know they're going to have, like, such a big following. And then I would understand why people would fluff their words up to make it sound more, not more positive, but to make it sound less harsh and less, like, right, going for the throat kind of thing about the products. Right. I personally don't care, but I do understand why people would do that, because they don't want the backlash from these people, from these, like, super fan stands.
Can you imagine if Beyonce released a brand and someone gave it a negative review?
Oh, don't.
But how crazy. Burnt down.
Would you take a sponsorship from a celebrity brand?
If I liked it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What, it depends, would you, what it feel, is. Yeah. Yeah.
It depends if I feel they have business in the makeup world. That sounds really harsh, but I think it's a great idea that Lady Gaga had a makeup range, because she's known for being, you know, in her earlier days, a little bit crazy.
She's known for looks.
Right, and now she's a little bit more, like, you know, avant-garde. She has, like, personas. So to have that creativity put into your makeup brand is great. Millie Bobby Brown, however, on the other hand, is a child. And that's all I'm going to say about that. And it's just... And then Selena Gomez was going to come out with a makeup brand. I don't know if she still is. I get celebrities, like, doing something with a brand. Selena Gomez X, you know.
Yeah.
Who just likes to do anyone. Morphe. They'll have anyone. Not that I like Selena Gomez. I didn't mean like that. I mean, like, they just, you know, constantly rolled it out. Because that's what he used to, like, back in the day, Mac would do a collection with Beth Ditto. She has nothing to do with makeup, you know.
Yeah.
So that's quite cool. But to release a brand, it's almost like, imagine if... I don't know. I just feel like everyone's trying to get in on it. And I feel like if it's not a genuine, from a place of being genuine, I wouldn't want to do it. If someone was like, I just want to make this brand because it's, you know, it's a good moneymaker.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Madonna and Paris Hilton are the perfect examples of celebrities who, in my opinion, have no place in creating a skincare line.
Madonna's has a skincare line.
Yeah, it's called MDNA and it's insane. I think they only sell in Asia now. The prices are insanely expensive. All the products look like alien dildos. Like, it's insane. Like, absolutely insane.
No, thank
Paris
you.
Hilton, I'm not sure how much actual input she had in the brand. And this is where I think Fenty Skin is different. Again, coming from someone who's not a fan of Rihanna, I respect her and, you know, she does what she does. But after Fenty Beauty, you can tell Fenty Beauty did something different. I feel like there
from
was a buzz
and
around
a makeup
them.
Standpoint, they released a brand that was immediately inclusive for everyone, and had some, and the products were amazing at the same time.
Yeah,
so that was really really. Oh, he just reminded me of something.
What?
And I don't know if this person still like would listen to us or anything, so I won't say any names. But you had a friend, but this is ages ago. And talking about Rihanna, and I posted this picture. I remember when it was that picture of her with a really shiny forehead, and it says, shine bright like my forehead.
Oh, yeah.
I reposted that on Facebook thinking it was funny. I was like, what, like 17?
No, yeah.
A little bit older than that. And I got a message from this person like, that's really rude, Rihanna something something, I love her. And then they blocked me and never spoke to me ever again.
God.
Anyway. So that was someone who was like hardcore fan, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
I just thought of that in my head. I was like, oh, shit.
It's like, yeah. But that's the thing as well, is like, she from a business point of view, and this is what I'm talking about, from a business point of view, bought something very different to makeup. So when we heard rumors that she was going to start releasing skincare, there was something different about that. The fact that she actually owns 50% of Fenty Beauty means she has way more input than any other celebrity would in their own skincare. You know, they're usually just the face of it. So this is where I do think it's very different to a celebrity skincare brand. From what I've seen of Rihanna working, when I go to the office and
when
she
pops
in. When
we go to the office together.
Like behind the scenes stuff and the way she talks about her products as well. She's not talking from a script. She's not talking like a sponsored influencer where she has to hit bullet points. She's talking about, this is what we did. This is what I wanted. This is what came from it. You know, you can tell she's been so immersed and involved in the process of it. I think she's an amazing businesswoman. Mm. She really, really is. And again, someone said, it's hypocritical that you say Rihanna's a good businesswoman, but you won't say so-and-so is a good businessman because you don't want to review his skincare. And it's like, it's a very different situation. Like, very different. Rihanna hasn't spewed out racist shit and, you know. You know, she's not like this toxic personality. She is a businesswoman. She's not a celebrity who's out on the street flashing one nipple every Saturday night in LA, you know? Like, I feel like she's taking this huge break from music that we know, and she's concentrating on this. I feel like this is her life at the moment. And that's where I feel people were a little bit, not out of order, because I'm not that affected by it, but I think that's when people need to kind of see past this being a celebrity skincare
line. That's it. Because I think as soon as it's a celebrity brand, people are like, I love it or I hate it. Mm. And they expect you to kind of meet them at the same kind of level of love and hate for that person. Because as human beginnings, we if we hate something, we can't understand why people like it so much. If we have a deep hate for it. And I get people might not like celebrities, they might not, you know, whatever, but they expect us to feel the same. And when we don't, it's like, how dare we? How dare we ruin this person's life? Like their brand is crumbling around them now that we've been like, oh, I don't like it, you know?
The one that I found really interesting was when everyone was in uproar that Kylie Jenner called herself a self-made billionaire. Who fucking cares?
I know. I don't care. I mean, she's definitely not, but like, I don't care. Was she not even a billionaire? I can't remember. Something
like maybe she lied or something. I don't know. Who cares? She's rich. Whatever. Yeah. Like, if you have more than a million in your bank, you are rich to me.
Yeah.
But this thing as well is I quoted Forbes in that video, and people were like, oh, I can't believe you're calling a self-made billionaire. Why do you care? Like, why do you care? It's not like at that moment in time, she had done anything unethical. I think her cultural appropriation was a little bit, she needs to fucking stop. Like, she needs to.
Oh, yeah, that whole family do. Yeah.
It's like they never learn. But again, at the time, I didn't watch the Kardashians. I wasn't interested. I didn't really know about that. You know, had things been now, it would be completely different.
Yeah.
So I do see people's anger now because it is an ethical issue rather than, I hate that fucking plastic bitch, to quote a comment. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yes, yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I think, like, people, when it comes to certain reviews, people have these preconceived notions, definitely based on who the person is as well.
Their mind's made up whether they like it or not before they even tried it.
Before listening to any reason.
Yeah, but at the same time, again, you don't have to buy it. If you don't like that person, you don't have to fucking buy it.
You don't have to watch the review.
And don't watch the review.
People are so weird.
People are, minds are just crazy things, and people do crazy stuff. Sisters.
Would anybody like that written down as an inspirational quote?
I'm going to make magnets. I'm going to make t-shirts. I'm going to make my own brand now.
Yeah, people do as crazy as the stuff says.
Yeah, stuff says skincare beauties.
Beauties. What else were we going to talk about? Let me have a look. I'm literally looking at the notes that someone sent me for this podcast.
Let me talk about something I'm not sure about. So let's talk about, just very quickly, Kat Von D Beauty.
Oh, what
otherwise
do they call
known
that now?
As now Kat Von D Vegan Beauty, but it's not. No, it's KVD Vegan Beauty, because it stands for something else now.
Right.
So I have some of this stuff sitting in the corner that I was very kindly sent. And I will use it. But part of me is like, do I? Because it's not anything to do with her anymore. No money goes to her.
Yeah, she doesn't get any money from it.
Yeah. So it's just there kind of haunting me a little bit. But I do really want to try it, but I haven't even opened the package.
What I do like about them is, unlike what most brands would do, is they haven't rebranded their packaging. They're using all the old packaging. They're not going to waste it. They're going to send it out. They post out a statement saying, look, this lady, unvaccinated lady, is no longer part of this brand anymore.
Right.
Support us, basically.
Yeah.
And I think that's perfectly fine. I think, you know, she's not gaining any money from it. You're not supporting her anymore. Mm. So why not?
Yeah, it's true, you know, James.
Yeah. Do you ever get worried about what people think of you when you post a negative review?
No.
No.
Because here's how I think about it is... People don't like people. I watch TV and there's people that come on like, oh, I can't stand this person, I need to change the channel. But I'm not going to go over to their social media and be like, I fucking hate your face and I think you wear too much makeup and you're stop colouring your beard in black, you know? Like, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. Like, that's very specific.
Sometimes you do that to me, but that's fine.
But because, you know, because I'm an adult and I've brought up with basic social skills, you know? But I don't worry about it because the people, not everyone is going to like you and you don't have to like everyone. And with being somebody who's on the online, with potentially millions of people watching you, can watch you, not everyone's going to like you, but you don't have to subscribe literally to what you don't like. So I know there's going to be people that don't like me. I know there's going to be people that are like me. Also, I guess. And that doesn't bother me at all. But even if I lose some subscribers, whatever.
Yeah. People like negative reviews.
Yeah.
They love negative reviews. Like, I always like look at my channel as an example where I wouldn't post or talk about a product that I didn't like because I didn't want to use the space on my channel to promote this product that I thought was absolute crap.
Exactly.
The moment I started posting videos, I think the first negative video I ever posted was called Brands I'll Never Review, and that was last year. Mm-hmm. And it was one of my most watched videos like of
people
all time.
People like who said this recently? Was it Smokey Glow in her videos? She was talking about the situation, I'll just call it that. And was it her? And they were saying people do like negativity in things. That's why, let's be real, again, my reaction videos get more reviews than anything because I take a screenshot of a reaction in that video, which is usually me about to sneeze or me like yawning, but it looks like I'm like shocked, you know?
Yeah.
and then put that into a video because people do like negativity and But then at the same time, obviously you're not promoting negativity. It's people's choice if they want to view that content.
Yeah. But that's the thing as well. Like, I feel like it's different with a celebrity brand because people want to watch a negative review to confirm...
hate on that person.
Yeah, confirm their hate for that person, whereas with brands, it's a little bit funny. Like, when we do them, they're kind of... Sometimes they're really petty reasons. And we always give a disclaimer of, you know, if they work for you, keep using it. Obviously, skincare is very different for everyone. But I think people would like to watch negative things about brands that they... Even brands that... Not just celebrities, but brands that they hate.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of like anti Too Faced videos, which I completely understand.
Yeah.
And people love watching videos of people shit on them.
Yeah. Wait, what? You
know? No, not physically shit
on
them.
Oh my God. I thought you meant there's a a group of videos out there of people going to the bathroom on Too Faced products.
I mean, there might be, but why would I know about that?
I don't know. I thought it was something you heard. I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. That's
no. Like people insulting them and tearing them down as a brand. People.
Right. New video series, physically shitting on products I don't like. So I don't like this. And then it cuts to...
Follow me.
Oh my God. Here's the thing though, all you can do, I guess, is be honest about the products and let people react the way they're going to react to it.
Yeah. You know? That's the thing. As long as you're being honest about all your reviews, what you like. But then, again, as YouTubers, do we try and see the good and bad in a product? Like, for some reason, sometimes I'm always like, I personally don't like this product, but I can see why it would be good for people with dry skin.
Or
why
yeah.
You have to, don't you?
Because so many people, different kinds of people are watching your videos. And I think if I was to review a makeup product, it would be from a beginner's standpoint. It would be from mine. And it would be from a professional standpoint. Because those other people that I'm hoping are watching my videos are people from different areas of the makeup industry or someone who's just getting into makeup. So one product might be suitable for someone else and one product might be completely different, you know, not so suitable for somebody. It really depends. And that's the reason there's so many, apart from people trying to grab money, but there's so many products because different things work for different people. That's why makeup brands have 20 different primers, you know?
Yes.
And like different eyeshadow palettes and all this kind of stuff. Not everyone likes the same thing. But I think you have to see it from different points of view. But then people trust your opinion. It's really difficult because you're trying to give the opinion of what all these different people might think, you know? It's not like, if you're dry, you're going to think this. If you're oily, you're going to think this. If you're in between, you're going to think this. It's you know, if you like the color blue, you're going to... It's difficult because you're trying to review a product for every single person with any thought, you know?
But this is the thing as well. It's like, again, about, like you said, like, looking at getting reviews from all different types of people. So people will obviously watch you, but they'll watch someone who isn't a professional makeup artist and they'll watch someone doing a first impression. And that's important. But one thing I get a lot of is someone commenting on my videos like, oh, this other YouTuber who's in the same kind of space as me said this. I knew they were talking shit, blah, blah. And it's like, no, I was like, that's not what's happening here. What's happening here is we are two very different people with two very different types of skin giving two different opinions on a product that is going to be different for everyone. Do you know what I mean? And like what you're supposed to do, like listen to these reviews for, I guess, is to get a wide range of opinion and see what relates to you more. You know, no one's right or wrong.
Right.
You know? Are we going off topic? Is this even interesting?
Do you guys still like us? Let us know in the comments.
But nothing horrible, only be nice.
Yeah.
Only, we can't handle it this week.
Our mum monitors the comments, so she'll know if you've done anything.
She'll come and shout at you. I haven't gone on social media today that much. I don't think I've even commented on anything or like, I just can't handle it today. Today's been a stressful thing.
Just stay off Twitter. Like,
it will take one dumb comment to make me, what's the time anyway? Yeah, it's four till 6 o'clock. I call it like dumb comment time.
Oh, do you know what dumb comment I got the other day?
What's that?
So I posted something about this ice cream on the Sun, you know, the Sun newspaper, who are awful. If you're not in the UK, the Sun is just absolute rambling worst. Racist shit. Yeah. Like, it's so bad.
Yeah.
They posted a video of a Magnum ice cream melting in the UK heat wave. It took 20 minutes. Yeah. Did you see that, right?
What, the like, time it would usually take for something to melt? Yeah.
Because ice melts. And I commented that, and like loads of like American people that I actually know, like my friends and people that I talk with all the time on Instagram, were like, oh, you're like, the UK heat wave is pathetic, like, we're laughing about, and you know, like, friendly banter, which you do have in real life. And this person commented, like, what'd they say? Can we stop this comparing heat waves? No one's like, summer is better than anyone else's. And I was like, I don't think anyone's saying that. I was like, no,
what
we're
kind
talking
of life are you living where everything is like a victim? Our heat wave is a victim of your heat wave.
Yeah, like, well, this is the thing, it's like, it's not something to get offended by. And I said, all we're doing is like taking the piss out each other's like weather and all that kind of stuff. I said you know, my American friends taking the piss out of like the UK weather, like I do with my friends. This is how I talk to my friends. And they replied, I don't think you can say or the UK is your friend. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
What is this
conversation? I was like, where are you getting this from? And you can tell, like, they've just like hopped off Tumblr onto Twitter and they're like it's not fair to compare summers.
What did I get on one of mine? No self-respecting makeup artist wouldn't draw in their scar. And I was like,
oh my god,
that's a very specific.
Yeah, like, when is this a
like,
general
to give me
rule?
An example of any self-respecting makeup artist you can think of who covers their scar.
Go ahead. What time in your makeup career do you learn this very important self-respecting step?
Exactly. It was ridiculous. No, like, how dare, what did I can't remember what video was about.
Just people. Everyone shut up for a day. Even me and you.
Let's shut up. Yeah. and they get really annoyed when you clap back as well. Some of the comments I get, I love replying and like taking the piss. You know what? Hate comments is like next week's video.
Yeah, let's remember this. All right, James.
All right, listen, we should probably get back to our shitty jobs in our shitty offices. Lives.
No, I'm done for the day. I'm going to shut the door in this room and I'm just going to leave.
I'm not. Okay, good idea.
Awful time.
Open a window, though, because it gets very close in there.
If the window's open... Well, I had to now because those things are stuck on my wall. Smell. Oh, yeah. Awful.
Okay.
So...
Well, thank you so much for listening, guys. Sorry if that was kind of like everywhere, because not even we know what the fuck's going on. So I hope that made sense.
Who knows what's going on in general?
Yeah, let us know if you do know.
Let us know.
Are you just going to repeat everything I say for the whole closing of this?
Closing of this. I'm getting a really hungry burps. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us. Did I introduce this episode or did you?
You did.
Oh, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us. That'd be great. Follow us on Instagram at the Double Cleanse Podcast. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Listen, don't go leaving negative comments on people's things. Don't
text a friend. Screenshot it. Text a friend in private.
Right.
You know, don't look at this.
Don't fall in love with a celebrity. Don't stalk celebrities. Don't let things become a huge part of your life.
To the point that it will make you potentially murder someone one day because they didn't like their skincare brand.
And ruin their life.
Ruin their life. All right. Well, James. No, you
and wouldn't. I've always been Robert.
That we know of.
Although I don't feel like it.
Today? Just not myself. All right. Okay. Bye,
thanks,
everyone.
Guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.